God's Pursuit of Humankind, a compilation.
All throughout the Bible, we see the ongoing charge for us to pursue God, and we see the story of Him pursuing us. In Jeremiah 29:13, God tells the Israelites, "You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart." From the time of creation, God has been pursuing relationship with humanity. The purpose of our creation was for communion with God, and the story of the Bible is the story of God pursuing relationship with us. When Adam and Eve sinned, they hid from God among the trees in the Garden of Eden. God is the one who pursued and came after them. The Lord God called to the man. God has always had a desire to reconcile us to Himself. He sent His Son Jesus to seek and to save the lost. From creation to now, God has been pursuing connection with us, because He loves us. Jesus came and lived and died for the sake of God pursuing us. Before we ever seek and find God, He is the one who first draws us to Himself. Because God is our Creator, He knows us well, cares about us individually. He values us so much that He created us in His own image. God pursues us so that we may know Him and true life in Him. Those of us who have come to know God are privileged to be used by Him here on earth as witnesses for Him and of His goodness. In part, God pursues people by using other people to share His truth and tangibly express His love. Jesus charged the disciples to continue on with His work as witnesses of the reconciliation that He desires. "You will be my witnesses to the end of the earth." Since then, believers in Jesus have been spreading the good news of the gospel. God is pursuing a relationship with each one of us, and Jesus made the way. Once we are believers, God continues to pursue us through the Holy Spirit who indwells us. The Spirit is God pursuing us and enabling us to pursue Him back so that we may have a close relationship with Him and bear spiritual fruit. The Spirit is here to pray for us and help us in our weakness. He illuminates God's Word, the Bible, to us so that we can know God better. The Spirit guides us in life and reminds us that we have been adopted by God and can rest steadfastly in hope in Him, trusting that He will fulfill His promises. We serve a God who pursues us and who loves us more than we can fully understand. What an amazing gift! What an amazing God. Compelling truth. God's quest. Throughout Scripture, God reveals Himself as a seeker. We find Him on a continual pursuit for something. We find the Father seeking, scanning the earth from heaven, His eyes running to and fro throughout the planet to find something. We find Jesus telling us that He has come to seek. We find Him giving us a deeper glimpse into His heart by comparing Himself with a shepherd who leaves 99 sheep to seek the one lost. With a woman combing through her entire house on the search for a lost coin. With a father who incessantly scans the horizon for the return of the prodigal son, and with a merchant seeking fine pearls. Right from the beginning of creation, God reveals Himself as one who is seeking communion with human beings. In the Garden of Eden, we find God walking beneath the trees, searching for Adam. God knew where Adam was and already knew what happened. Still, He came searching and calling for Adam. In the first pages of the Bible, God wanted to point out one thing. Right at the root of this book, the entirety of creation and all of history, we find God in search for man. Then the Lord God called to the man and said to him, "Where are you?" How is it possible that at the core of the completely self-sufficient, eternally happy, and completely satisfied God, we find the all-consuming flames of desire for His creation? And how is it possible that He would choose something so weak, broken, and imperfect as the object of His pleasure? No other book in all of history has given a clear account on the utter depravity of man. Yet it's the same book that tells us we are the delight of the holiest being of all. We are told that we are dark, yet lovely. We are told that we are sinful and gone astray, yet we are called the pearl of great price. We have yet to grasp the intensity of God's desire for us. In the eyes of God, we are the precious pearl and somehow worth enough to sell everything in order to get it, worth so much to Him that He would give all, even His life, to obtain it. So precious that the everlasting would embark on such a vehement pursuit for the hearts of the ones He created. In the incarnation and crucifixion of Jesus, we see how relentless He is in His pursuit for the human heart. Jesus willingly died through the hands of His creation to show us how far His love would go. Once and for all, He proclaimed that He'll stop at nothing, that no effort and no price is too high to win our hearts. Benjamin Schaefer. A love story. In the Bible, God often uses metaphors or word pictures to describe our relationship with Him. For example, a shepherd and sheep, a father and child, a vine and branches, and a bride and groom. Although the Bible contains 66 books, commentators have often noted that it is really one book with a consistent theme. It is a love story. Like every love story, this one has a beginning, some ups and downs, and a dramatic conclusion. This love story truly starts in the beginning when God created the first man and woman, Adam and Eve. He fashioned them exactly as He wanted, breathed the breath of life into them, and then admired His handiwork. This is very good. Unfortunately, the first man and woman chose to reject God's offer of an eternal, perfect, intimate relationship with Him, and instead chose to wander away into the pursuit of self and sin. Without God, humans who were created to enjoy intimacy with Him instead experienced loneliness, confusion, and pain. Throughout the millennia, we have tried all sorts of things to recover the feeling of fulfillment that this lost intimacy provided, but nothing was able to satisfy. In the end, although we were the ones who turned our backs on God, it was He who initiated reconciliation. In His love, He knew that there was only one solution. Despite the cost, He chose to willingly send His own Son to lead the way back to Him. What does that mean for us? It means Christianity is not simply a religion or rules or rituals. Christianity is a relationship. And not just any relationship, but one that the Bible likens to a marriage, where there is meant to be intimacy, transparency, open communication, and shared hopes and desires. The Bible tells us, "For your Maker is your husband, the Lord of hosts is His name, and that we are married to Him who was raised from the dead, Jesus, that we should bear fruit to God." Ronan Keane. Inexplicable love. Motivated by unexplainable love, God pursues humanity. No matter our state in life, married, single, dating, living for God, or running from Him, God seeks to win the affection of our hearts by relentlessly and faithfully pursuing us. We see a clear depiction of this pursuit in our key verses, John 3:16 through 17. For God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send His Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through Him. The love John refers to in this scripture is agape love, which is sacrificial and considered the highest form of love that exists. This love was costly for God, but He pursued us through the radical act of sacrificing His Son. But even more astounding is that God demonstrated His lavish and sacrificial love while we were sinners. But God's pursuit of us did not end with Christ's sacrificial death and resurrection. For all our days, He will continue to pursue us with His unexplainable love. If you long to be romanced and pursued, may this be an encouragement. You are the object of God's affection. He has relentlessly pursued and will continue to pursue you. Dear God, thank You for pursuing me. Continue to remind me of Your steadfast love for all my days. Help me to rest in the fact that I am lavishly loved by You. In Jesus' name, amen. Kia Stevens.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.